This is South Carolina Public Radio. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. In the weeks following the birth of her first child, Kelly McGloon developed postpartum anxiety that left her feeling paranoid and afraid.
It was pretty debilitating for me. I really struggled with anxiety around my husband leaving the house and kind of fears that he would get in a car accident and I would be alone and I couldn't deal with it all myself.
Her experience is more common than you think. Maternal mental illness affects 1 in 5 women annually in the United States. It is the leading cause of maternal mortality due to suicide and drug overdose.
We have a really good understanding about those deaths and why they occur, and a lot of them have to do with the fact that women often can't access the appropriate care at the right time.
That's Dr. Constance Gill, a reproductive psychiatrist and director of the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Division at the Medical University of South Carolina.
Even if somebody identifies that they have a problem and they want help, there oftentimes isn't help available.
Dr. Gill says mothers face long wait times for treatment, misdiagnosis, and even stigma and discrimination. She designed a free resource and referral program for people who are pregnant or postpartum. It's called Mom's Impact, or Improving Access to Maternal Mental Health and Substance Use Disorder Care through Telemedicine and Telementoring.
Mom's Impact has really two components to it. The first one is provider-facing, and it is really designed to increase providers' ability to identify these concerns and have the confidence and capability to address these concerns. And whether it is just knowing maybe how they present or knowing what to look for, or knowing what to ask, and knowing where to get them help is really, you know, the first level.
The program offers trainings to providers and real-time consultations for when providers need guidance on a treatment plan.
The second part of the program is really patient-facing. And the reason why we knew we needed this was because in our state, we have areas of our state where there are no maternity care providers or there's really low access to providers. So we could train everybody in our state, but we would still have gaps. So we needed to create a component where patients could reach out to us directly.
Patients can contact Moms Impact by phone for free, get evaluated, and then connected to treatment or other resources.
I think kind of the special sauce of the Moms Impact program is that within about 30 minutes, somebody is reaching out and talking to somebody, whether that's a care coordinator or a peer support specialist. So just having that really quick touch point, I think, can help somebody who's feeling really lost and struggling in the moment.
Dr. Courtney King is an assistant professor at MUSC and works in the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Division and Clinical Research.
The Moms Impact program really leverages technology. We utilize telehealth to get patients into appointments. We're in Charleston, South Carolina, and we serve every county in the state.
She says giving patients that immediate access through telehealth puts them on a very different trajectory. This was the case with Kelly McGloon. When she became pregnant with her second child, she contacted Moms Impact for help, knowing that she might be at high risk for experiencing postpartum anxiety again.
I was able to find a really wonderful counselor who specialized in postpartum care, and it really significantly changed the trajectory of my second postpartum recovery, of being able to kind of work through those emotions and function in a demanding job while having a toddler and an infant.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at SCETV.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.